I'm Dan Green. We are beginning tonight with what is being done about the decapitated St. Sarah statue in Monterey. Action News reporter Caitlin Conrad is live in Monterey with our top story.
Dan, both Presidio Police and Monterey Police Department are investigating this case, but so far they haven't been able to find the head yet. And the city says without the head, it's going to be a whole lot harder to repair this statue.
I don't know when the damage happened, but experts say decapitating a solid granite statue would be no easy job.
Whoever damaged that came prepared for it, knew exactly what to do because he couldn't afford to make any noise. And I believe it got hit with a sledgehammer or something similar to be able to knock the head off and take it away.
Vito Giustiani, a third-generation stonemason, said he knows a little bit about granite.
Well, we've been doing this for a long time, and we know quite a bit about stone. We know a lot about stone, actually.
Giustiani says there are only a few ways to create the kind of damage the vandals did, either with a sledgehammer or with a diamond-encrusted saw.
You need to have a gas power saw, which will make a lot of noise. It can be an electric diamond blade on a quick saw, but they need to have a generator with them because I don't think they will ask you for power next door or something like that. So whoever did this already knew exactly what to do when they went up there, went prepared for that.